Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass blocking tackles in all of football.
Presented by Stein's Garden and Home. Stein's premium winterizer nourishes your lawn all winter for quick spring green up. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Stein's, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
Tell you what though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
We'll probably be playing against each other for a while. I think every opportunity we get a chance to go against each other, it's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be one of those instances where we'll probably talk towards the end of one of each other's careers. You know, I wouldn't say we have too many conversations so far.
It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the freeradio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here, as well as our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leap 36, Leroy Butler, future Hall of Famer in the house. And joining us now is Packers three-time All-Pro left tackle, David Bakhtiari,
right,
on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. David, another week and another win. This is fun. We could get used to this.
Yeah, me too.
So last night, David, when was the last time you've been able to be a part of a team where back-to-back weeks you have a different 100-yard rusher in the backfield, Aaron Jones, and then last night Jamal does it?
I can't say I have, but I like it. I like the 1-2 punch.
Hey, man, when are you going to stop getting out of the headlines for all this stuff up on the defensive line, man? I mean, last week it's Holden, you tell us what all happened. Now this week it's you, the refs, hands to the face game. That'll go down in history, the NFL annals, featuring David Bakhtiari. Man, if you just want some more airtime on our show, you can come on every day if you want.
Yeah, you guys figured me out.
That's all it is. I mean, that's cool. Trey Flowers probably very happy about it, but that's cool. So what do you make all about this hubbub? Everybody talking about the referees gave the Packers a game at the end and all that crap.
I mean, call's gonna go both ways. Again, you know, we didn't say it. I made headlines again. I'm the holding champion, I think. I might take the belt this year.
Yeah, they're going to be watching you now.
Triple H will send you one.
The best part, I'll even say, go look at the ninth play. I have four holding calls. Yes, I, David Bakhtiari, have four holding calls. I can tell you all, there's three that are terrible, and there's one, yes, I absolutely did hold. I have no problem admitting it. I did hold.
Oh, that's a drop.
I don't have eyes in the back, man. I didn't know Aaron was over there. But other than that, these other three, I'm like, at this point, I was like, what is going on? It wasn't even my guy I was even blocking. I was putting a hand up to help someone, and I'm getting called. I'm like, okay, you know what? But you know what? I'll take it because calls go both ways. You know, we get two hands of face calls where I'm battling, and, you know, everyone wants to go any which way. Listen, they're close calls for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I'm going to answer that one. They're close calls for a reason. And if you're going to ask me, and the way I've said it, there's a couple players that I played in my career where half the time I'm staring up at the sky, literally the whole game. And this was one of the games where I was looking up at the sky more than I think I was actually looking and seeing my actual defender.
So then do you, because you know that going in, then do you go to the ref and say, hey, you know, maybe can you check this out? This guy's doing this. This guy's doing that. But you're not really complaining. You just say, hey, can you just take a close? I mean, do you ever do that?
What I usually do is once it becomes just very extra and repetitive, and I'll just be like, hey, what are you guys looking at back there? We put two referees back there literally to watch the line because you guys want to call more penalties on us. So obviously you have a second set of eyes. Are you not seeing this? So it was after like a third or fourth time in a row. You can even see it on film. I look at the ref after the play. I'm just tapping my face and I'm like, are we not going to call this today? Because if we're not, I might as well start using it. Because this is just, enough's enough.
I love it. I mean, I don't blame you at all from that perspective. And you know, the other thing that's interesting is you've got, you know, Packer fans and everything else going back to other games where calls probably didn't necessarily go the Packers' way before this whole thing was said and done. Do you guys ever get to the point where, you know, you're in the locker room and you're like, finally it went our way for once in this game?
You know, I think we're just happy the way things played out. I'd say like that. I don't like to use and say, you know, refs won this game, refs lost this game for us, because there's a lot more plays than just that one play that we could have either helped ourselves to win or not lose. So I don't like pinpointing one specific play, because there's 60 minutes. There's so many different things that can happen that could change the output of the game. You can't focus it on one call.
You know, so it seems like, though, every week there's somebody new. We talked about, I mean, last week it was Aaron Jones. Now Jamal Williams comes back. But then you've got another guy, this Allen Lazard, comes out of nowhere and make really two great plays for you.
Yeah, he was fired up. I know him and Aaron have been – they've been extra trailing team meeting. They've had – they forged a little bit of a friendship. Seeing him come out there and make plays. He's done it in practice, and to see it out there in a game like scenario, I'm sure that gave him a bunch of confidence, and Aaron also confidence in him to throw him the ball in a game, not just practice. And also, I mean, he's got a lot of swagger to him. He's a younger guy. He came mm-hmm. in the huddle, and hearing him drop a couple F-bombs and saying that this guy can't cover me and throw me the ball, and he's, you know, this and that. And I was like, okay, all right, Allen, like. You know, you like hearing that.
That gets you juiced up, doesn't it, as a guy blocking for the situation?
Absolutely, especially seeing when he catches that ball. He has a chance as a wide receiver. When you catch a ball and you can do a little shake and just get out of bounds, and he does a little shake instead of staring at the out of bounds, he lowers his shoulder pads and tries to run over a DB. Not only is that energizing for him and obviously the sideline, but that's energizing to the entire offense.
Talk about the 5-1 Green Bay Packers with their left tackle David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show.
David, what are some of the rituals you have before a game that you stick to? Like for me, that when I got to the stadium, I used to take a shower for whatever reason. I felt like I had to take a shower. And the same guy, Kurt Fielding, would tape me, but he had to do it at the Brett Favre. And I had to wear a Go Army shirt under my pads. If I didn't do that particular routine, I didn't feel right. Was it something... a routine that you do every time before a game?
Yeah, I actually, I mean, being at home, you can do all your rituals because you, obviously, that's your locker that you work with, so I can do all of them. But, I mean, I pretty much do the same thing. I completely roll out. I go in the hot tub. I stretch. I do a complete submerged dunk in the cold tub. I shower. I have Nate Weir always tape my ankles. I listen to pretty much the same music, same playlist. I make sure to tape, make sure to get stretched, actually, after I got done taping my ankles with Nate, get stretched by one of our strength coaches, and then Chris Gizzy, and then I do my hand tape, put on my shoulder pads. I have the same rituals I have when I run on the field, make sure to do a couple sets and run block, pass block movements on the 25-yard line. I've been doing that since college.
So what do you do to the hair? What do you just let it fly? You put it in the ponytail, the Steven Seagal look? What's going on with
that? Well, he showers, man. It looks great after that.
Well, I don't know. He may put some gel in it or something. I don't know.
No. Hey, that's just that all natural. That's all I need.
I heard that.
H2O.
David Bakhtiari needs no leave-in conditioner for that set of lettuce that he's got behind you. He does have better. The one only man in the world that I'll admit has better hair than me. David Bakhtiari joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. So, David, now you guys start to maybe get into a little bit more of a routine with some Sunday games, and you do have the Sunday night game in KC in a couple of weeks. How has the schedule been on you guys? Because you haven't really gotten into a regular Sunday noon slate schedule here through the first 6 weeks.
I mean, yeah, it's been a little up and down, especially with this is a whole new coaching staff. So we're still figuring out how they're going to treat the schedule. You know, obviously I had been 6 years with the same coaching staff prior, so I knew exactly how they're going to treat Thursday schedules, our Monday through Saturday routines. So it's definitely taking a little bit of getting used to. I think we've done well. Obviously, our record kind of speaks for that, and I think that's a testament to Coach LaFleur.
You know, when you look at your defense, because right now I think they're playing lights out right now. What has been most impressive for you with that defensive ball club you guys have right now?
I think not only are we as a football team playing complementary football defensively, they're playing. They're complementing each other. I think the front four is getting after the quarterback or making him unsettled in the pocket, which is making him throw uneasy throws. And I think the DBs are doing a good job covering and at times making plays. And they're working well off each other. And when the opportunities present themselves, we've been capitalizing on them, getting a bunch of interceptions. Our safeties have been playing well. And when it's time to run the ball, I mean, obviously, always a little bit up and down. It's always tough to week in, week out, shut down the run. But I think they've done a good job, and they showed up again last night in the run game.
All right, I need you to be honest with me here. Just be honest. So
you're saying that like you lied to us or something?
No, I'm just asking. He doesn't have to be. He can tell me not to. He can avoid the question if he wants to. No big deal. It's his deal.
I'll screen it for him.
So this is my question. So, you know, I do these parties every week. People come out, watch your games on TV, all that fun stuff. And throughout that game last night, people were starting to freak out. You know, Aaron Jones drops the ball. Aaron Jones fumbles. Jimmy Graham drops the ball. Things clearly not going the Packers' way early on. And people are like, oh, Spark, you're going to be wrong because I picked you guys to win handily. And I was like, dude, it's fine. Lines will be the lines. We're going to figure it out one way or the other. And you hear other media members talk about how they were starting to get a little, you know, worried that things weren't going to go the Packers' way by the end of it. Was there ever any doubt on the sidelines as things continued to snowball there early on for you guys?
I mean, I don't have time to really have doubt. The only time that I ever have doubt is when we're getting so beat by another team that they pull our starting quarterback.
Oof.
That's pretty much there. And when we start pulling starters, that's pretty much the team's way of saying, we want to make sure these guys don't get hurt. We're going to go into the next week, which, I mean, has only happened a few times in my entire career.
It hardly happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, other than that, no. I mean, we got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. You know, and especially talking about against the Detroit Lions, you don't even need time on the clock to still win a football game against them.
Yep. Right,
David, in a game like last night, what's said after just before you guys get the ball? You're down 22-13. You're looking at each other. You need two scores to win. And like you said, you got 12 minutes left on the clock, but you have 12 in the huddle, and that's one thing that a lot of teams can't say they have.
Yeah, and I just remember being in the huddle just I don't know who said it. Maybe I might have said it. I don't know. We just kind of looked at each other and like, who's going to make a play? Who's going to make a play to get us down this field to score? And I don't really ever even – our coach always talks about – Coach LaFleur always talks about don't flinch. Don't blink. Don't flinch. Don't hesitate. I don't think there was a doubt in our mind that we didn't – there wasn't doubt in my mind at all that we weren't going to go down and score. We've been effective running the ball, doing play action, passing the ball on them all game, just about putting it together. And especially when you need it most, and guys stepped up when we needed it most.
Have you had any conversation with getting the extension yet? Is that something you want to tell us right now?
I think the proper way for me to answer is I'm just focused on season. Right.
There you go.
That better not break on another station. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, thank you, Leroy.
I'm going to help negotiate.
Well, hold on. I'll line it up. Want to ask him about Frankie yet so we can get that out of the way?
No, y'all told me not to do that. So
okay, good.
No, I'm good.
All right. So, you got Oakland coming up. We just talked about it. It's a short week. You had them in preseason, but what do you know about Oakland's front?
You know, honestly, I don't know a whole lot. We just played a game yesterday. We didn't even work today.
Yeah, Gary, what are you doing?
Well, no, they had them in preseason, so I thought maybe preseason.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't. They didn't travel any of their starters.
Okay.
And we didn't end up playing our starters either. So, I would say it's going to be an unscouted opponent that we're going to see probably some looks that we haven't normally seen, and
well,
hopefully going to be a good game.
And you're going to see some Gruden grinders, right? You're going to see some guys, there's some absolute grinders out there knocking on wood with everything we say. A couple more seconds with David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle on 105.7 FM, this The guy. Fan. David, can you talk to us about Mason Crosby and the leadership that he's shown throughout the preseason? We find out, obviously, the personal stuff that he's going through. But to come back after last year, a tough game against the Lions, and last night he gets to win it for you guys on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, he's been Mason since I got here. Same guy. You know, I dealing with the personal stuff. You know, he still comes in, true professional, take care of his work, has a smile on. You know, and when you need him most and when it matters most, there's a reason why I believe he's there, our leading scorer in Packers history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just what happens when you draft a Buffalo from Colorado.
Do you think that you could do better than your other Buffalo did on his Lambeau leap?
I did jump, and I definitely did not make it. I was happy. No one saw. I was excited. I saw him run, and I'm like, I'm going to go run too. And thankfully, I went further to the right where the camera was on him and not on me. Because I did the old, like, jump up, got your waist on, like, the lip of it, and you're
okay.
Kind of leaning toward the whole fans, like, yeah, this is good enough for me.
Well, you got a couple of taps on the back, maybe a little bit of, maybe some sprayed Pilsner on you, and that all works out in a Lambeau leap. You got the full experience.
Yeah, I definitely did.
David, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week. Hopefully it's 6-1 after Raiders game at Lambeau on Sunday. Good luck, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care.
That's David Bakhtiari joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.